A video of a duck parade has been getting some play on social media. It's from Stellenbosch, South Africa, where about 1,000 ducks line up twice a day to march into a vineyard. The ducks are adorable, and as Sarah Birnbaum reports, they also perform an important function.
This is the sound of hundreds of ducks headed straight toward me. At 9:45 in the morning, the Vereeniging Wine Estate releases an army of Indian runner ducks to rid the vineyards of pests. The ducks emerge from a gate and zip around the gleaming white manor house, sticking to a gravel path the whole way. They run in formation. Their beaks all point in the same direction. Their bodies all turn at the same time.
I'm Denzel Matthijs. I'm the duck caretaker.
Matthijs says the previous owner was a bird lover, and he had them imported from Asia.
The Indian runner duck is the best work in the vineyard. The reason for that is when he stands up, okay, he stands upright.
So he can pluck snails from high up on the trunk. He's also skinny, so he can fit in between the vines. Matthijs says the birds help make the farm more sustainable.
We try to keep a pesticide-free farm by using the ducks. So the ducks helps us not to use poison on the farm.
The winemaker, Marlies Jacobs, says snails are a big problem in these parts.
After winter, when the vineyards bud, those buds are nice, succulent little green bits of food, and the snails absolutely love to eat them. If we don't control them, they will totally destroy the vineyards.
The ducks patrol 140 acres of vineyards for about 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'm watching the runner ducks now, swarming the fields, pecking between vines, and ducking under wire trellises. Jacob says the ducks have an internal clock.
To come back is the easiest because they know it's feeding time.
She says even though they forage all day, they get hungry and want to go back for their evening meal of corn, which is a fine accompaniment to escargot. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Birnbaum in Stellenbosch, South Africa.